Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Paul Little. As you know, I recently evaluated Mr. Little as described in my report of 4-2023. Compared at that time, I was not in receipt of medical documentation pertaining to his first alleged work injury of 3-17-20. Period, you have now kindly provided me with those records. Period, they show an employee accident report was completed on 3-17-20. Period, Mr. Little alleged injuring his middle and lower back and left wrist. Period, he was exiting a bathroom and stepped out of the restroom and slipped on a mop. On a mop's water that was leaking from the cart. Period. He was seen at the Corporate Health Center on 3-18-20, reporting the incident of the previous day. Period, he took Motrin and lied down after it occurred. Period. He does not seem sore on this day and felt better. Period. He was advised to use a cold pack on an as-needed basis. Period. Straight leg raise maneuver and cross straight leg raising exam were negative. Period. He had an attack strength and sensation. Period. He was diagnosed with left wrist strain and lumbar strain, which he was advised to use Motrin and ice for 48 hours. Period. He was cleared to work with restrictions. Period. He did return again on 3-20-20. Noting he had returned to work without restrictions. Period. His left wrist strain was deemed to have resolved, but his lumbar strain had persistent pain. Period. He was going to use my teeth, comma, home exercises, comma, and Motrin as needed. Period. He was to return in 1 week for follow-up. Period. It does not appear that he did so. Period. New paragraph. The additional documentation leads me to conclude in the incident of 3-17-20, Mr. Little had 0% permanent partial disability referable to the lower back or statutory left hand. Period. On that occasion, he simply sustained soft tissue injuries that have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. Relative to the event of 1-12-22, I still offer 0% permanent partial disability at the left hand. There's also 5% permanent partial total disability at the lower back. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of L5-S1, right paracentral, subarticular disc herniation, and associated right greater than left foraminal end plate sparing, with mass effect on the right lateral recess and significant right greater than left neural foraminal stenosis. Period. And that is the end.